Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great, because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. This year, COVID-19 turned the nonprofit world on its head. In addition to facing a global health crisis and economic challenge, these organizations with limited funds rely greatly on the social capital of community members, folks like you and me, volunteers, a critical resource to these organizations. Nonprofits historically come alongside folks during times of great upheaval, and the ability to do so was shaken to its core. Nonprofits suddenly faced increasingly urgent and widespread demands for their services, not only facing ramifications to fundraising, but also the immediate loss of volunteers as we all began to comply with the statewide mandate to stay home this past spring. 2020 has been a year of great upheaval for so many in our community, and to reflect on the best of Everybody Can this year is to reflect on the resiliency and the nimbleness of these organizations, as well as the silver linings that were consistently expressed by our guests as we considered the impact of this pandemic on their work and their clients that they served. As I began to review this past year's episodes, I discovered a pattern emerging. We're all finding new ways to connect with ourselves, our families, and our loved ones. We're all realizing how important community is, and by extension, the impact we have as individuals by simply reaching out to others. Physical isolation, mitigated by intentional efforts to find ways to not be socially isolated, seem to arise in this time. And lastly, we're deepening our sense of gratitude as we lean into this new sustained reality. I was surprised at how deeply affected I was when recording these episodes required me to work from home without the benefit of seeing or physically greeting our guests. This was my growth opportunity to recognize that optimism is not to be taken for granted, and I needed to cultivate more intentionally to look for and recognize the silver linings before me. These episodes from 2020 highlight some of the vital characteristics that have assisted organizations as they've pivoted and continue to plan for the unplanned, reinvent for the unimagined, while maintaining their mission and focus on serving. These episodes also recognize the power of the individual in its separateness and yet collective impact. It's remarkable. It's inspiring. It is heartening and sad for the soul as we consider the legacy of this year on these organizations and our fellow community members and how they so ably have risen to the challenge. The first post-pandemic episode I recorded reflects the generosity and community-mindedness that was spiking as individuals were showing what generosity in action looks like, offering to shop for older neighbors, performing wellness checks on loved ones, dropping off care packages and casseroles, simply looking out for each other. The episode, Strangers Helping Strangers, evolved out of scrolling through digital platforms and discovering an outpouring of these gestures. Please, forgive the fidelity issues as this recording was done remotely on a cellular phone. Take note of the enthusiasm and joy expressed by these two folks who reached out to their neighbors.
What it's like not to have everything you need.
I think what's really compelling too, that Peter, you're not someone who has had their life turned upside down and is staying at home. You are considered an essential service, so you're still working and you're giving back to the community, and I think that is very cool. Tell us a little bit about who's reached out to you after that posting.
Yeah, and like you said, I am still working. I deliver food to retirement homes and supermarkets. We lost 75% of our business overnight delivering to restaurants, but I felt very fortunate to still be working and almost getting the same number of hours that I still had. So I feel like I had my basics covered when the whole COVID hit, and I still had some time. I had some extra time because some plans got canceled, some out-of-town plans. And so I had extra time, and I had enough resources that I felt like I could help out. And I knew that there were people that were trapped in their house or you know, couldn't get out or didn't feel comfortable or even sick. So I went on next door and posted an ad saying if anybody needed any help to, you know, reach out. And I think it's kind of one of the nicest things when you're feeling isolated is to have somebody out there that reminds you that you're not as isolated as you might be.
Absolutely. Tell us about a couple of things you've been doing for folks.
Well, I just posted the ad, you know, anything that anybody needed. And one of the first responses was somebody needed their lawn cut. Well, I don't have a lawn mower, and somebody else posted on there that they had a lawn mower. So I went and borrowed somebody else's lawn mower, went over to this gal's house and cut her lawn. She'd been out. She'd gotten laid off and had a rental and wasn't sure what she was going to do. And the landlord hadn't taken care of the lawn, so it was just something she needed done. Maybe not essential, but it was something that she needed done, and she didn't have the resources to do. But the community, myself with my labor, and another guy with his lawnmower stepped forward and said that we could help.
So next door platform, but I discovered this gentleman when I ran across a shout out. This was someone just heralding the wonderfulness of Tristan. Quote, shout out to Tristan for mowing my lawn during this quarantine time. You are a true neighbor and public servant and a gentleman. Gratitude and blessings to you and your family. And Tristan is with us today. He is an educator on paternity leave, a dad, and a stranger helping strangers. Tristan Markham, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I know the Nextdoor platform provides a little bit of, privacy in the sense that, you know, you're behind a screen and here you are now on radio talking about what you're doing. But I just thought it was such a cool, unique way to help folks out. How did you come up with this idea?
I have a lawnmower. I know how to use the lawnmower. And I wanted to do something positive that I could do to help out. And interesting, but like your yard can really reflect kind of how you're feeling and stuff. And I feel like it's really important to some people have a really nice tight yard, but for whatever, and I've come across a ton of reasons that people can't have their yard tight right now. And I don't have to be near anybody. So it's a thing I can do without putting anybody in danger, and I get to be in the sun. So honestly, I don't feel like what I'm doing is that rad. It's honestly more my wife who's at home with our two kids as we speak, you know, and we just had a brand new baby born in February. So she's the real hero for giving me this time, in my opinion.
If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can on KPTZ 91.9. Today, we are reflecting on previous episodes, the best of Everybody Can 2020. To reflect on the resiliency of these organizations is to recognize how brilliantly they reimagined their work. The break in the routine necessitated restructuring how vital work was accomplished by some of our organizations here in Port Townsend. Prior to the pandemic, only 20% of nonprofits nationwide relied on virtual functions for their organizations, and within a single month, these organizations, many of them here in our town, were building tools and processes to respond. Many not only responded, but flourished. Such is the case of the Jefferson Land Trust, an organization that invests in the preservation of place as well as the folks who inhabit it. Listen in as we learn from Rebecca Koronowski, the engagement coordinator, how they refocused their attention on a wonderful digital offering, Nature in Your Neighborhood, that offered community building in the virtual realm.
Interesting time right now, and Nature in Your Neighborhood is kind of the result of what is the new buzzword of pivoting. So normally in the springtime, we have a natural history course called Tidelands to Timberline, which hosts about 18 community members as participants or students in the program. And we start at the tidelands and learn about the different habitats all the way up to the timberline. And unfortunately, this year we had to cancel due to COVID-19 restrictions. And after that, we came to a discussion point and decided that we could do something online. And that's really when the co-creator of Nature in Your Neighborhood, Heather Harding, and I started a partnership to put together some online programming that brings that same sense of community and adventure into people's homes. And so we chose to focus on the habitats that are closest to people, where they could walk. And that's how Nature in Your Neighborhood was born. We started with a new topic in our virtual nature walk. And these were led by volunteer naturalists in our community on a specific topic, like birds or trees or mammals. And so each Friday, we would start out with that virtual nature walk, and the naturalist would guide us through some of the common things that we would see in our neighborhoods. And then the following Friday, preceding the next virtual nature walk, we would come together as a group to discuss what we saw. And we would use tools on Zoom like breakout groups, which allow people to have small conversations with three or four other people so that they could talk about what they saw and learned. And we would also use polls and chats and ways for people to share and connect what they were learning with the rest of the community. And then occasionally, roughly every other Wednesday, we would host events called Extending Your Reach, which were really topics that we had volunteers that were willing and able to present on, but they didn't quite fit the narrative of a virtual nature walk, but we couldn't help ourselves. And pass up the opportunity to include those topics like shorelines or local geology, which are not as easily studied in our neighborhoods. And so we added on that extra bit to the series so that we could enjoy those topics as well. And then throughout the week, we had a Facebook group that was available for people to interact and share their observations that way, and we also had a special email address that people could send their questions to get directly to the lead naturalists or other volunteers that we had on board. There's no way we could have ever brought 700 people on the trail and had it be a meaningful experience for the participants and have that trail be intact afterwards. And so this format, while it was, you know, it came about because we had to pivot and we had to find new ways to connect with people, it turns out that it actually is something that is useful and beneficial even in under normal circumstances, because we can reach such a wide audience.
Not only are folks nimble as they refocus how they do their work, but also nimble in how they perceive the change in the work they do. This nimbleness of attitude was best expressed by Adriana Santiago from the local 2020 action group, Resiliency of the Heart Action Group. This group of folks create art with intergenerational community building as their focus. I found Adriana's expression of gratitude in the face of COVID impacting her work inspiring and compelling as she describes how she is processing the impact of COVID-19 and invites one to think about reframing opportunities, silver linings, if you will. A powerful thing to be considering that's within our own means is how we can move through our heart to be resilient and also build community. Your particular action group is, it sounds like it invites many people in. It is collaborative and expressive, but here we sit in the time of COVID and social or physical isolation. I like to distinguish physical isolation as opposed to social isolation. We can figure out a way to connect, but what is your action group doing, or how are you pivoting with COVID as the overlying lens right now?
Yeah, I think that goes back to that balance piece and recognizing that COVID is really allowing a lot of inward focus and creativity to flourish in a healing way there. And at the same time, my work really has heavily relied on community interaction and engagement. So immediately I felt the change that was going to be needed in that work, still discovering how to find a balance in that, where we can be together and maybe that isn't always in a physical space. We did create a soundscape piece for Earth Day, And so I invited community members to send in sound clips.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
So that's one example of how I managed to answer that longing to be in connection.
Lastly, this guest really summed it up as she shared how community engagement and volunteering has been a haven for her in this challenging time. Megan Claflin of Jefferson Gives poignantly shares how investing in her community through volunteering is a real lifeline, something that I deeply relate to.
So the need is now more than ever, and I'm certainly feeling that too. I want to maybe almost selfishly balm my fears and insecurities by finding ways to impact my community and to get involved and to get active in making sure that we can all survive this together and that nobody feels like they're in it alone.
I have been privileged to share these stories, humbled as I hear the work of others and consider my role in highlighting their work, the lives they've changed and the challenges they face and many times have overcome. I thank you for that privilege. I thank you, the listeners, for walking alongside this program, many of you compelled to get involved after listening to an episode that moves you. I thank the station for giving me the opportunity to share these stories and hope this episode has given you a sense of renewed optimism. We live in a fantastic place filled with caring folks who endeavor to bring better tomorrows to others. I do hope that you have a silver lining or two that you can tuck into your heart, and when it is most needed, pull it out and realize that while 2020 was a heck of a year, in spite of it, there's great evidence that we have much to be grateful for and brighter days are on the horizon. And if no silver linings come to mind, listen to our archived podcasts. It really is salve for the soul. Everybody Can is a production of KPDZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark, and editing is in the masterful hands of Jared Dufresne. This year, we could not have done without either of these folks. I'd also like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kpdz.org. Remember, do go out, get involved, and look for that silver lining today.